March 14th, 2007. Roll call.
President Hill, Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Would any members of the public like to give some public comment?
Good evening, Vice President Bookout, members of the board. My name is Mark Wampler, Oceano District. I'm on the district, in the district. I was very disappointed last meeting that this board, the leadership of this board, decided not to make any kind of advances or moving forward towards a graffiti abatement ordinance. Even in view of the fact that I showed what Grover Beach is doing and what San Maria is doing currently. And graffiti is no respecter of places it happens. It can happen in non-incorporated areas. It can happen in incorporated areas. It happens anywhere. And then come to later find out that there were a couple of board members here who decided, well, I guess there's no money. It costs a lot of money to abate some graffiti. And that we'd have to apply to LAFCO. $2,500 for an application. You know, complaints like that tell me that there's a lack of concern for community enhancement. There's something wrong when dollars become an issue, when in fact I know this district is doing pretty darn good. The reason I know that is for several reasons. 2 years ago, this board struck down a special health benefit perk for 18 months that perk was on the record. A total of $51,750 was available to every single board member. That was 575. Do the math. 575 times 18. Okay. Over 18 months. $51,750. Now, who am I? I'm just Joe Q Public out here. What do I know? What happened to that all that money? You know, this district has money. I don't believe the canard that this district can't afford an abatement ordinance. Santa Maria Times displayed an article from the city, showed that they spend anywhere between $6,000 and $8,000 per year for graffiti abatement. That's the city of Santa Maria, 4 to 6 times bigger than Oceano is. And you mean to tell me that this district can't come up with a couple or $3,000 for abatement? And by this, I'm saying, and not disparaging any of the past efforts of volunteers from the Sheriff's Department, they've done a good job. And I wouldn't disparage that any more than our volunteer fire department before they were funded, owned by the USPS, and are maintained or supposed to be maintained by the post office. So an ordinance would simply say district and county properties and post office properties, come clean up your act. We have an ordinance that says so. That doesn't cost the district anything, does it? Okay, so I think it makes a lot of sense. I think this board needs to revisit it. Okay, thank you.
First of all, I have laryngitis, so I sound like a man. Okay, my name is Suzanne.
Could you bring the microphone a little closer?
Yeah. I wasn't tall. Okay. My name is Suzanne Malott, and I have a home at 1402 Strand Way. I do know that this meeting, or whatever the meeting is strictly just regarding us allowing more property on parcels. Or is that the meeting on the 16th? Okay. What meeting is this for? So I can follow through.
This is our bi-monthly community service district meeting.
Okay, let me say that I've been here since 1981, and Suzanne forgot to come to every meeting because I've been too busy. I'm not busy now.
Great.
Okay, so I have something very important to say, and I am ashamed, and that's exactly what I wrote. I have written to our senator. I have written to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I have written to, and right now, I can actually write to the president. First and foremost, we're going to talk definitely about the dunes. Okay, now I know we're not supposed to. Okay, I know we're not supposed to, but I get to have 1 minute, all right? And it's only that long, okay?
You can take longer.
An eight-year-old, huh?
You can take a few more
okay,
minutes.
All right. Well, 10 years ago, probably, which I was too busy working, There was an 8-year-old girl killed because, now Michael, David Angelo no longer is on the board, but he's sure making the money. Isn't that nice, okay? Well, that's good that he's off the board. And right now, what I want to say is, let me just say it. First and foremost, I'm against having the land dedicated to off-road vehicles only past the creek. When I live 4 houses down and a 100-foot chain comes because they can't pay for these, I call them vultures, weighed in with the sand. So, so they're entering on the side of my property, vehicles, so they're not paying at the gate. They're going through, because I live at 1402 Strand, and there's a nice opening. I've had the police department there, and they put a little caution tape up. If there was a child there, that child would have been dead. Okay? We've already lost one. I listen to the amp since 1982. All I hear are ambulances. Now, they can enjoy their stuff. My husband climbed Kilimanjaro. I love water skiing. They can love ATCs. All I'm requesting is that they move it past the creek. And you know what? It has nothing to do with money. They have me on KSBY because that's what it is. We lost a child because of money, because they want to keep that open. And I've been since 1982, and I've got pictures to show what it looked like. Okay, so that's all I'm here for, because on the 16th, I'll repeat it again. So that's all I have to say. So if any of you have a child, and they lost their child, I can't even bear, and look how long I took to come to you. So I'm ashamed of myself. Okay? All right? So the bottom line is, pass the creek, have fun, but close it and make it at the other end. We lost a girl. We lost a baby. And I've got pictures of how it used to look. Okay? With my daughter, who could have been one of them. All right, so that's all I have to say, because I don't want to say any more, because I have to wait for the next meeting, which will be also on the 16th. But I actually have an ex-brother-in-law that works for the State Department, that works out of Washington. And believe me, if I even have to get him, I will. I will call him. I will email him. I will get him down here. Something has got to happen. We have too many accidents. I know I missed the other one because I had pneumonia. To tell you the truth, I've tried general neuralgia and I'm sick now, but I'm here because this was that important to me. Okay, nothing else. I'll wait for the next meeting on the 16th, and I will not stop until something is done. And I don't even really know how to speak. Thank you.
Excuse me, ma'am. I think the meeting that you're really interested in is tomorrow evening.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, see, I don't know.
And it is next door at 5:30 in the sheriff's building.
And guess what? I have trigeminal neuralgia, which people usually want to jump off a bridge. I have a doctor's appointment in Santa Barbara. But I do have pictures of how the dunes used to be. So when they planted these weeds, okay, and I paid $80, they were covered again. And I came right here and paid them. And in my little memo, I wrote down.
There was a really neat article today about the depot and what they're doing to fix it up. And I have to tell you that everybody who comes to Oceano and sees that depot for the first time is just amazed, because it's such a unique venue. And I'm sure you all know, but there's going to be a fundraiser on Sunday for the Kiwanis, and everybody has to eat breakfast. And so I'd really like you all to go there. And, I mean, it's great the way the Kiwanis can cooperate with the depot and with other organizations in Oceano. And the fundraiser on Sunday is to raise money so that the neediest kids in our community can have new clothes for school in the fall. And then also Kiwanis does things like pay for crossing guards, because the school district can't pay for enough. Thank you.
Okay, I will definitely be joining. I think I talked to you before. So I will definitely, I need to join. Okay.
Any more public comment? Okay. Moving on, item number 5, review and approval of minutes for the February 28th, 2007 meeting. Any public comment on those?
You want to skip number 4?
Oh, I'm sorry, number 4, board members' items of discussion. Any?
I don't have anything.
Hamill?
I'll leave it for later.
Okay, going on to more important things. Number five, review and approval of minutes February 28th, 2007. Any public comment?
Excuse me, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, those are the minutes that are not in the packet.
Sorry. Sorry, they're not in the packet. Back to the board.
So we'll carry them forward to the next meeting?
Let's carry them forward to the next meeting. Okay, reports number six, Commander Martin Basti, Sheriff South Station.
Good evening, President Pro Tem Bookout, members of the board, staff, and members of the public, Martin Basti, Sheriff's Department. A couple of things I know discussed earlier, the graffiti. And 2 weekends ago, because of the increase issue, we arrested 8 over the 2 days with the implements of their crime on their persons. And 6 of those were already on probation for similar activities. So they've been recycled, and that slowed down significantly. We'll be doing checks this month for South County. There's 77 of them in the unincorporated areas. We'll be doing personal visits at each and every one of their houses under the new program. And we have one deputy and a task force between the three counties assigned to that to get everybody 100% compliance. Also, the 24th of last month, 3 deputies were assigned to the new grant program for methamphetamine. You might have seen the Telegram Tribune's article of the nature and the significance of the problem and the amount of crime that's related to meth use. These will be addressing those street level folks to either get them into drug court, etc., so that it starts slowing the problem down. That was a grant. It's 3 years, and 3 deputies are committed to it. That's in addition to the County Narcotic Task Force and the Sheriff's Department's Task Force, and addition to our Special Problems Unit. So that's 3 additional deputies assigned to that program. Other than that, usual number of arrests, etc., and like I mentioned last time, the logs available, but those were the significant highlights of things occurring. And I don't want to throw any dispersions or anything, but Napomo is working also on a graffiti ordinance. You might contact them. There are some things available that we can do. And as a community working together, and we certainly have some resources available too, we really got to look hard at getting it sprayed over. We are having some difficulty with some of the property owners, so if they're listening, we encourage them to come see us for help. It's getting cleaned up. It really needs to be cleaned up as quick as possible, and painted over to keep the community. It also helps us in the long run. So I would encourage you guys to look at that. We do have some paint available still. We do have some resources we can refer them to, and we just need permission off the private property. So I think working together, we can make a difference. It's got to be covered up. Can't just sit there. Other than that, is there any questions, comments, observations, anything you want done?
You're on the back of my car. I'm a sticker.
Thank you.
Yes. Without you, I don't know what you do. So I commend them.
Appreciate that very much.
Any questions of Commander Basti?
Yeah, Commander, when you catch the people that are doing the graffiti vandalism, is there any kind of program within the county or anything that requires them or their parents to pay for this damage or pay for any additional cleanup damage and that type of thing? I think that's where we...
You know. Two avenues, but it is not real successful in raising significant funds. The more success we've had is having donations, having somebody from the community step up and supply some of the help along with our assistance in tracking who's doing it and making them accountable and responsible, but getting it covered up and getting it stopped. So, I mean, it's kind of twofold. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you can wait to collect from them, but they don't have a lot of funds in the first place, so we're not getting very far.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking as an only source. I was thinking as a, you know, as a strong deterrent to the graffiti as well, to aggressively prosecute and aggressively go for funding for cleanups from the people that are actually committing the crimes, to be one of the one arm to deter this.
Right. But the restitution is a longer process, and it is not a quick recovery.
Yeah,
you know, the volunteer effort and those stepping up, and then by numbers and by volunteers, you can do an awful lot.
Yeah, great. Okay, thank you.
Gotcha.
Pamela?
You said that some of the graffiti, the kids that were they kids that that you arrested? Some
yeah, they're all under 18 and all out late at night without parental supervision.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. That's the other side of the root of the problem that we're working on as well.
Barbara?
Nothing.
Okay, you're all mine now.
I have another suggestion, I'm sorry. A lot of people, what they do is just like, when you watch.
There's a microphone up there.
Should I really get
yes.
I just feel like I'm talking too much, okay.
In a lot of communities, it's like a painting party. So right now, if we get a lot of people in town that wants to grab a paintbrush, that wants to get together on a Saturday or Sunday or whatever after church or something like that, I would be more than welcome to buy a little can of paint and help out. I can only paint low, though, because you know I'm not tall. But if you have something like that, like if you maybe can start some type of a neighborhood painting party where we're helping each other, and that's what it's all about, and that's what I forgot to do for the last too many years. Okay, so that's just a suggestion. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I like your point. Commander Basti, I want to compliment you.
Certainly, yeah. And, you know, the best thing about that is that does go to the crossing guards and the kids' clothing. And that's the real importance of it. So, and the weather's supposed to be nice, and they're delicious pancakes, and then you get sausage, et cetera. So we could throw our plug in for Kiwanis, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you all Sunday morning.
Thank you.
I can do the job,
maybe. Yeah. Okay, we are moving on to, hope, stop, more public comment.
Mm-hmm. Antonio Maldonado, Oceano, and hello, all of you. You're doing real nice. And thank you, Mr. Bessie, for your coming and for your help. We really appreciate it because we're really working on this graffiti thing. We have to get rid of it. Thank you. And my suggestion from years ago, we caught some kids, as you remember, Magic Store, long time ago, and we caught some kids painting. So we got together with Sergeant Storton, was at that time our sheriff here, and we got together with the parents, and we made the kids paint the whole building. Okay, we supply the paint, and we sat there to see them, you know, and everybody honked their cars, and they really were embarrassed. And up to now, I don't think they got another brush in their hand or a can. And I suggest that maybe the ones that you are getting, you know, through the courts, maybe they can put it to do their painting and start doing the painting if we have to supply the paint for them. And, you know, this is a suggestion only, but we can think about it. And also, like you said, they were 18 and 19 or younger, you know, up in the streets without parent supervision. We have no rights to even yell at our kids. And this is through the system of the counties or everywhere. We have no right to discipline our kids. So when they get all wild up and that we can't handle them, they're still going to do what they want to do because we can't stop them. Okay, then they end up in juvenile, then jail, and then so we're just going to have to be making more prisons and more jails and all that to put them there because some of our parents are not allowed to supervise the kids while they're growing up because it's abuse. So what can we do about that? Can anybody answer me that one? And we're suggesting that they put bathrooms out there so they don't have to go even in the plants. Now they have toilets and everything else to do whatever they want. And this is money that's coming from the county to pay our officers that can be doing something else instead of supervising these kids that are up there in the street not doing anything because they don't have anything to do and the parents can do nothing about it. Because if the parents go and get them, the first thing they tell you is where to go through a pipe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Antonio. We will be having on our community enhancement, which we had a meeting last night, more talks about graffiti in Oceano and what we can do to mitigate it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Basically, what you can do right now is, let's say the park, there could be basketball games. There should be people that might take the kids. I have a friend who's a foster parent. There's so many things that the kids can do that are healthy other than playing computers on the computer game. So what they need to do is just have more things to keep them active. I mean, bowling leagues, any kind of anything that they can join. We need more things that they can join, be at the park, and play kind of like the big brothers or the big sisters, whatever they are, and just have people that care for them, that they're not alone and feel lost. Because my girlfriend is the same thing. She is a foster parent, and it's very hard. Okay, and I won't even tell you that she actually gets the kids that are mothers were on crack, so she's a jewel. So what you need to do is you need to have more places to go to. Now, if there's a basketball hoop, then start basketball games. I mean, just get the community moving in an area where it's more positive, not just excuse the expression. Now, I'm not going to say the word because that doesn't sound nice. Get the parks used for other things other than that. As far as bathrooms, that would be wonderful. Okay. As far as there could be like a badminton, something that you don't need, you know, a lot of stuff with. We have the patio outlet. I will right now donate a bench to the park. Okay? Because that's how much I care about this area. I've been here since 1982, but I forgot to speak up.
Okay, well, I like what you have to say. I would hope that you'd come to our next community enhancement where we'll be talking about a park on the east side of town.
Yeah, I have a lot of good plans for this area.
Great.
12 different officer level classes. That is a lot of work to do, and it's wonderful for our fire department. So I want to commend him for that work. Also, Brett McTeague has a fire chief's all-risk company officer task book he has completed. So I want to thank our firefighters for all the work they're putting in. It's a lot of training. I'm finding they're training all the time to learn. So this is a kudo for both of those firefighters. Thank you.
Excellent. I take it received and filed on our reports for our department heads.
Yeah.
We have no closed session, number 7. Number 8, fire items. There are none at this time, but we will have that little report on our meeting. Number 9, utility items, cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines, continual disclosure of emergency declared by Board of Directors concerning the cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water lines.
I move that we continue the emergency action on these sewers, please.
Second.
Is there any public comment? Gina, can vote. Roll call.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes. Moving on to item number 10, administrative items, Board of Directors travel and pay policy. I would move that we table this till President Hill returns to the next meeting. I probably should ask for some public comment or anyone would like to talk about it. Okay, I move to table it.
Wasn't this going to be pulled from the agenda until it gets brought back to it? Like we do most items that are tabled instead of continually coming back on the agenda?
I'm sorry.
Normally when we table an item, it's pulled from the agenda until it's time to come back to be talked about. It's not continued forward from agenda to agenda. Aren't we going to check that? We just hadn't normally done that in the past, so I didn't know if there was a reason for it or not.
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we're moving on to reports of district representatives. Jim Hill's not here, so mine, the sanitation district, several items were discussed. One of them was the bringing a south entrance in through Delta Street. Currently, I think it's, is it Lake Street, goes where the, a lot of traffic goes through. This will mitigate some of the traffic flow on Pier Avenue and enhance our community. With that, I'm going to tie that in a minute in with my Parks and Recreation or State Parks report. The community enhancement, we met last night, and I took some notes, but I'm and have good things with it, but Pamela's going to have a little bit better insights. But we're looking at doing public restrooms, street lighting, park on the east side of Oceano, code enforcement, graffiti abatement. Those are many of the things we talked about. Okay. I have been attending a group for, and we're talking about the sale of the dunes to the state, and this is a very controversial issue. The main purpose of this is for the sale of the dunes to the state. Whether the county wants to sell the dunes to the state, if it's in our better interests. There's a lot of mixed opinions. There's a lot of mixed views on it. I have my own views. You know, we as a board, we would like to see benefits come to Oceano, and we want to receive, you know, a percentage of fees that go onto the beach from the sell the dunes or without. If the dunes sells, we no longer have control. The county no longer has control of the dunes. If the county leases the dunes to the state, then the county still has some control. And this is what we're looking at the meetings. The Condor Environmental Planning Service survey that was done is a very informational piece of work, and it can be found online. But I wanted to show, and I don't think we're going to be able to show this, but this is one of the pictures that came, that's in the book, and you can find it online. In here, our community, well, I should say, all the communities are represented. We have Arroyo Grande, we have Grover Beach, we have Pismo Beach, and we're there. And the dunes to our economy, by having ATV people on the dunes, brings such an important part of our economy to our community. The people that live here in Oceano are dependent on those dunes because they work in the hotels, they work in the restaurants, they work in the state capitol. They work in every aspect that's involved with the dunes and running our community. I'm in favor of the recreation of the vehicles on the dunes. It's very important. We need to keep those dunes. But we also need to keep the use of them in our backyard. Now, there is some talk about alternative areas, and this is coming up at the meetings. So in this study, there are alternative areas for access to the beach. I know the people on Strand Avenue have issues, and Larry Bross, who was the one person that objected, and which is why this is going forward today, he stood up for Oceano's rights. He would like to, and he at the meetings, he's been talking, he would like to see people driving down pier not turning to the left, but turning to the right and going towards Grover Beach. He would like to see the creek where people don't drive across the creek. Now, it's not OCSD's, any of ours. We have a voice, but we don't have anything other than that. This is going to be something that's handled by the state primarily in the county. But what we do have here in Oceano is we have the gateway to the dunes. And this study, and I hope people will pay attention to it, and I'm going to actually go up to the board over here so I can point out. A good point with the study is we have the Oceano Airport, which is owned by the county. We have John Taylor's property, which is adjacent right to the railroad. Alternative accesses coming into the beach, they go down the Arroyo Grande Creek, is a large percentage of the areas where they're going down. The state in this study cannot property, they cannot eminent domain property, they cannot take your property to put a road through. I had a chance the other day to talk to John Taylor, and John Taylor owns the farm fields out here. He owns a very large piece of property here, right here on Highway 1. He owns property which goes from Highway 1, across Railroad Street, he owns a big farm field. On the opposite side of that, there's property owned by the Pismo Coast Village. On the opposite side of that, there's trailer storage on that. On the opposite side of that is the county trailer storage that they rent out to Pismo Coast Village. And then you have the airport. This road is called Creek Road. And Creek Road will take you right across out to the Sand and Surf Park. And there is an access area here which probably hasn't been looked at because the state doesn't want a property in that domain. That takes a lot of money. Coming out through the dunes, I'm going to come back to the microphone here. Coming out into the dunes, if we were to come out and go through the dunes, if we were to take this property, come out and go through the dunes, if it was by all possible and looked at, this would ensure Oceano more traffic that would enhance the community, help develop it, and possibly bring more money into our parks and recreation and our downtown core. It's kind of long-winded, but I just wanted to mention this, and I wanted to hopefully get the public to pay a little bit of attention to this.
He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. This is a really good book, and that's one thing that wasn't looked at in here. John, you know, the property he has, it runs right by our dunes. And if it could be developed, it would allow us to possibly move that direction in our community. And I remember Mitch was talking with the park out there at one time about their sewer system, which they have some problems with during the summer and the high months, and they wanted to use our sewer system. So that's that.
I'll let Pamela.
Or Vern.
Vern and then Pamela.
I have nothing. Oh, this announcement here. Yeah, sure. Okay. The Oceano Advisory Committee on Monday, March 19th, we'll be looking at a proposed storm water pollution prevention and discharge control ordinance. There'll be a presentation on this by Mark Hutchinson of the San Luis Obispo County Public Works. That meeting is Monday, March 19th, 6:30 p.m. Is it here? Okay, here at the Oceano Community Services District Boardroom, if anybody wants to attend. That's all I have.
Pamela.
Okay. I'd like to report that we did have a personnel committee meeting on March 5th. We are still, we've identified the people that we'd like to contact regarding the interview panels. So we will be contacting those people to see if they will be available to sit on the professional panels and also on the districts panel. We also need to get the board's wish list, and a new addition to our wish list is the hypothetical situation for questions for the new GM candidates. So we're looking to see if you have ideas about questions that you'd like to propose to them, and also the characteristics you'd like to see in the next GM. So I'm inviting all of the board to give me their ideas. The next personnel committee meeting is, it's March 20th, which is next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Everyone is invited to that meeting. I also attended the fire consolidation meeting. That was Friday, March 2nd at 3 p.m. We selected a new vice chairman, who will be Joe Costello. And they did speak to the fire communication centers and consolidation of the fire communication centers. So we do have a draft report that was accepted. They have directed staff now to look into the cost of consolidating the communication center, so we know what the cost would be to each of the fire departments. And those are Aurora Grande, Grover Beach, Pismo Beach, and Oceano, who would be using this consolidated communication center. They're looking in particular at the one at Pismo Beach as probably the one that's best manned. They did speak about the communication systems interfacing. Everyone has a different interface, and so there is a $300,000 grant that's coming in to help the fire departments get the CAD to CAD that will interface correctly, and I hope I'm saying this right. So at the next meeting, which will be in May, we will get the report on the cost for consolidation of the communication system. We also spoke about the battalion chief proposal. What they came up with is they believe there's a need to include Oceano in the joint training activities to improve coordination of joint response between the three agencies, that being Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano. And as part of that, they will hire a new battalion chief, and part of his duties will be training, and we would pay for part of his salary. So I've just passed that out to the board members. They're saying the salary for the battalion chief for our part, for the training of Oceano's fire department, would be $17,500 a year. They're saying that's 11% of his total salary. So this is coming to the board just to look at. Nothing has been decided. It's just a discussion item. But it's another cost of consolidation. It's another cost of training. The next meeting that we attended was the community enhancement meeting of March 12th. And this, I wish Mark had stayed. What we did is a brainstorming session to see what was needed most here in Oceano, and Bill kind of alluded to some of those things. We spoke about a park on the east side, code enforcement, graffiti abatement, alley cleanup, community cleanup, those are kind of the same, flood control, culvert maintenance, public restrooms on the east side of town. We had six people there. We all voted for our top three, and the top three are code enforcement, graffiti abatement, alley community cleanup. All of those things are really community pride, neighborhood preservation, community cleanup. So we will be looking to addressing ways to do that, and with our community support. It doesn't have to be
It doesn't have to be a really costly thing, but it does require people working together. One of the things I've done since that meeting is I've called the code enforcement people to make an appointment. I'd like to have them come out to a community enhancement meeting to work with us on what we can do to improve our community and clean it up. They have a website on the internet, and they do talk about neighborhood preservation and community cleanups. And they say it's very important to bring people together, working hand in hand to clean up their own community. An important factor in jump-starting the follow-up is intense, proactive code enforcement and reporting of nuisances, heightening awareness, letting people really see where the problems could be and what could be done. So we're looking to have our next community enhancement meeting with somebody from code enforcement so we can bring some ideas back to the board and we can decide here in the board how to proceed.
Barbara?
I think that's it.
Okay, Pamela and I are on the Finance Committee. We had a meeting March 6th. Several members of the community were there. I think we came to the conclusion, the committee came to the conclusion that before we can establish some of the things we want to do, like what percentage of funds we want to put into our reserve reserves, that the first thing we need to do with the acting general manager is to have a goal setting session so that we can decide what areas we want to stress before the budgeting starts. And so we're just really basically on hold until we do, Mr. Dowdy comes back on the 19th and can get some goal setting done. Then we'll go from there.
Any public comment regarding the district representative's reports? Okay.
Questions?
Questions from the board?
Yeah. The joint training officer, fire department, whose employee is he going to be? Is he going to be employed by all three entities?
Yes,
only?
All three entities.
So he's going to have an office in one of the three entities. He's not going to be just an employee of one of the three entities that we're going to pay one of the other cities for his services.
No, as I understand it, he would be acting on behalf of all of Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano. He would be a battalion chief for Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach. He would be training officer for Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano.
So is he going to be on our payroll then?
No. Yes. We would be paying for a portion of his salary.
Paying who?
Whoever is his parent employer.
So he's not going to be our employee. Yeah. He'll be somebody. He'll be employed by one of the other two cities.
I'm not sure how that would work. I'm not sure how that would work, Vern.
Okay. So separation from how it used to be, isn't that correct, Mike, where we did joint training with the different cities, and I'm not sure what we're gaining for this additional money.
This is going to be a new program.
Mm-hmm.
So none of the other departments currently have a full-time position dedicated to training. So this, for all three of our departments, this would be a new thing.
Okay, so it's going to be one person dedicated just to training the three different fire departments.
That would not be a sole dedication. My understanding is you're going to have a workload of 30% administrative, 70% training, and we would pay our third of that training.
Okay.
The 70% of the training time that he spends.
So whose payroll will he be?
That I don't know.
Okay.
My understanding is you'll have an office at the Grover Beach Station.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, he can't be on all three people's payrolls. Well, he just be a percentage. to whoever is cutting his paycheck.
I'm sure there'll be some sort of joint powers agreement that,
okay,
that that's the way that'll be handled.
Yeah. All right.
And $17,000 is 11%
of his total salary, as I understand it.
And it's not the total salary.
It isn't the total salary because they were talking.
Like I said, it's going to be, my understanding is somewhere around 30% administrative duties, 70% training duties, so we would pay for our third of the 70%.
They said it could be adjustable. I'll have to give you the proposal that they gave us at the meeting so that you can see what they have.
They're going to start doing some interviewing and hopefully have them on by August or September.
Well, now, is that 11% or is that one-third?
I've heard both ways, so I'm not sure.
Okay, because one-third is 33.
The one number that I have heard consistently is $17,500.
$17,000 is our cost, correct?
$17,500.
For Oceano.
May I ask a question, too? Is that his gross or is it gross plus benefits?
Gee, I don't know.
I believe it's gross plus benefits. And I'll have to give these out to everyone.
And this would not take place until the new fiscal year, correct?
Correct.
Something else we'll have to find money for.
Battalion chiefs are generally paid anywhere from $75,000 to $90,000 a year.
You know, if only we had a little bit of money coming in off of the state parks for those cars, we might have some money. Vern, anything else?
No, that's the only question I had. Thank you.
Okay. Board members, items, discussion? Vern?
I have nothing.
Barbara?
The one thing I just want to kind of remind everybody that when we first start talking about the sale of the dunes, this possible sale, it was just the decision of this board to support the sale if we got a dollar a car. I do believe that that's what the motion was. So when we're attending those meetings, you know, that was the board decision. That was what this board decided on. So we all have to be careful when we're there, because we all have personal feelings too, or represent other groups. That Bill, you're the one that's talking for the board there.
Yes.
At that meeting. You know, I'm not. I mean, I'm on that committee, but I'm not representing Oceano Community Service District.
There's a lot of other issues coming up in the meeting, and there's a lot of talk going different directions, pros and cons about selling the property and not. Really, we don't have much stake in whether we get money at this point from the sale of the dunes. You know, our supervisor Cacho has, you know, stated that he wants any money that comes from the sale of the dunes to come to Oceano. And I think I trust in what he's said, and it will come to Oceano. But it's got to be what's in the best interest of the community. And I know that we voted dollar per car, but realistically, this isn't just about Oceano. I mean, we're talking about the whole five cities. And
I think his statement was, I don't think he says coming to Oceano. He says coming to South County, the money coming to South County. He hasn't said particularly Oceano.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but, and again, you know, he reminds us all, and we need to remember, he only has one vote, and it takes four votes. So, and like Bill said, there are a lot of other issues coming up there. When originally this was supposed to be discussing whether we would sell it or keep it, and what to do with the money. That was supposed to be the whole thing, but there are so many groups involved, and the issues have kind of just spread out. So I don't really know where everything's going when we're trying to deal with all this.
Yeah, that's something I forgot to mention. Historically, you know, the ramp is used to go out different. than it does now. And we had six different beach accesses. So there's a lot of things that are coming out that we're finding out, especially in this Condor report. I was very fortunate. I bought some antique postcards the other day from a gentleman coming into Oceano. And I don't know if you can see this out there, but this is the old ramp that we used to have. So it's amazing because it's a concrete ramp going out in the onto the dunes.
So where did it go to? Where is that concrete ramp?
We used to have a pier in Oceano, and there's pilings.
Yeah,
there's pilings right here from a pier. Can you see that there? So we have a lot of history here in Oceano, and something to be proud of. And so anyways, consideration of warrants, unless there's any more, any public comment on any of the things happened so far.
Did Pamela get her chance to say anything?
I believe so.
Oh, I do want to mention at our next meeting, our new interim GM will be in session here, and we want to welcome him. So we will have cake at the next meeting, which is March 28th, 2 weeks from tonight. So we'll have Arnie Dowdy. Welcome.
Outstanding. Consideration of warrants.
I need to recuse myself on the Couch Chevron $8.85 warrant.
Is there any public comment on the warrants? And I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we pay the Couch Chevron warrant.
I'll second that.
Third. You want to do a roll call or Gina?
You can just do a voice vote.
Voice vote. All in favor say aye.
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 One to recuse. I move that we pay the rest of the bills.
I second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All righty. Public comment. Is there any more public comment? At this point, you can address the board. Anything might come up. Written communications, Gina?
No, nothing at this time.
With that, a meeting adjourned.
Good meeting.
Thank you.